Paul G. Sheridan has popped over from television. Paul, are you getting married this year? Is
I
it
am
true?
Not. No, oh, I'm not. Oh, come on.
You never know.
You never know.
It's never too late, even for a boy of your age. What are you now, 52, 53?
A little bit less than that now, Derek.
Higher, lower.
lower.
Anyway, Paul, everybody knows that apart from having a great love of the Eurovision Song Contest, you are also a wedding DJ.
I am, yeah. In my spare time, yes.
In your spare time. Yeah. And you've come in today to talk us through your top five wedding requests,
yes,
for first,
yes,
dances.
Indeed.
Before we get into them, yep, talk to us about the importance of the first dance.
Right. Well, I mean, the first dance is really what the bride and groom will be looking back on in years to come. And hopefully, if they have a long and happy marriage, and we always hope that they do, that this is something they will always talk about to their children, to their grandchildren, etc. So, the first dance is very, very important. What I like to do is meet with the bride and the groom. I usually like to meet the couple about 2 to 3 weeks ahead of the day itself, so that we can go through their preferences, what they do not want played, for example, because the bride may dislike a certain singer or band. We won't go into those details.
Well, they're
too
hardly
much
going to suggest a song she doesn't like, or are they?
No, what they will say is, oh, please don't play, for example, Westlife or any of those.
Oh, throughout the night?
Oh, throughout the night.
Oh,
yeah,
I see what you mean. Okay,
like that,
come,
yeah. But if they tell me this in advance,
so then you know.
So, yeah, because we have our little meeting like a fortnight, 3 weeks beforehand, and we just sit down and they say, OK, Paul, this is what we'd like, and we'd like this for our first dance. 9 times out of 10, they'll say, we'll give you some pointers, you know, we'll email you a playlist, but ultimately the night is yours.
But you're a fan of the Eurovision, Paul.
Yes, but I throw in maybe one or two Eurovision songs because they do go down well. Notably, Waterloo, Making Your Mind Up, Save Your Kisses for Me. They are very popular.
Well, Dancing Queen must be huge.
Yes, well,
that's not a Eurovision hit.
I know, but it's kind of ABBA.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
I'll come to that in a minute. I'll come to that in a minute. But in terms of those Eurovision songs, yeah, occasionally Diva by Dana International or Charlotte Nielsen, Take Me to Your Heaven. But in fairness, I keep that to an absolute minimum because, remember, it's not my night, it's their night.
Oh, good,
okay?
On you, Paul.
That's the way you have to look at it. When it comes to most popular tracks or genres, well, it has to be said, I'm sure that a lot of people are in agreement, the music from the 60s, 70s and 80s are still popular. They're often requested. Every time I sit down with the happy couple to be, they will always say, oh yeah, we play a lot of 70s disco, a few 80s hits, the odd 60s hit, like whether it be Beatles, Motown, Rolling Stones, any of that.
Yeah, well, you're probably covering a big age range.
Well, you
there
are,
because,
yes,
there's the parents, there's,
yes,
the grandparents, there's the aunts and uncles,
yes,
there's the neighbours, there's the cousins.
In short,
so
Brenda,
it's not just kind not of the 20s and 30s.
In short, Brenda, you're looking at the guest list from 3 to 103, if you like.
And you've got to keep them all happy.
You've got to keep them all happy.
So no Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
No, not really, unless the bride or the groom has requested it beforehand.
Relax?
Not necessarily that one. They might prefer the Power of
Love. Is it on your band list?
Yeah. It's not on my band list.
But have you ever played it?
No.
At a wedding.
Have you ever had a request for it?
Pardon?
Have you ever had a request for it? No, I'm just curious.
No, no. The only Frankie song I have had a request for is The Power of Love.
Wonderful song.
Yeah,
great song.
It's powerful.
It's great for an opening set. Mm. Now, the other thing is, people talk about slow sets. Are they going out of fashion? Sadly, they seem to be. The only time you do it is at the very start of the evening. Once the band, if I don't have a band on ahead of me and I'm the sole entertainment for the night, then of course the responsibility is mine. So a slow set, the first dance, obviously, we've just been speaking about, is personal to the bride and the groom. What I then tend to do is throw in, you've got to look for something in 3-4 times. So ABBA's I Do, I Do, I Do, mm-hmm, I Do, I Do, it's 5 times in the title, goes on next. And when I remember, it must be 10 years ago or so now, I DJed, I have to say, Larry Gogan's two daughters, Grania and Sinead, got married in 2003 and 2004. And I thought, my God, he's the bride's father tonight, but I am not worthy. I am in the presence of the country's number one DJ here. How is this going to go down? But he reassured me. Everything was absolutely fine. He says, Paul, you're playing a blinder. And I thought, thanks, Larry. It means a lot for you to say that.
He must have taken out the hearing aids.
He must have done it, yeah. Well, you can ask him that yourself, Derek. But as soon as I went straight into, from the first set, straight into ABBA, I do, times five. He was up there with one of the relations, and my God, the floor absolutely filled. Waltzing three, four times to that. There are people that say you can't dance to that. That's not true. You can, because it's waltz time.
Mm. And of course, it's a floor filler.
Exactly, it is. Filler. Yeah, like many ABBA songs. Now, of course, while we all love ABBA, most of us do, there are two songs in particular you would not play at a wedding. Two of their songs. Much as how I absolutely adore them, they do not go into my...
And they are?
They are.
Let me have a guess.
Go on.
Give me a clue.
Well, the first one was... this mightn't be a good clue for you now, Derek, but they were still together when they brought this one out. You know, they were all still together, all still married to one another.
Something about cheating or something?
Not quite. It's more about breaking up.
It's hard to do.
Well, you got the wrong artist, singer there. Yeah. That's Neil Sedaka stroke.
But you wouldn't play that one either.
You wouldn't. No, of course not. Knowing me, knowing you.
No, I was going to say knowing me, knowing you. Yeah, yeah. Because I was thinking of the video when they were back to back.
Yeah.
They weren't back to back.
Which one were they back to back in?
Chiquitita.
Chiquitita, they used to use the ABBA in Switzerland clip for that because the BBC made that. They didn't actually record a separate video for that. But knowing me, knowing
money,
you.
Money, money, money. Was it I work on that?
Yes, there was a bit of back to back there as well. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, but go on. So you don't play knowing me, knowing you.
You don't play knowing me, knowing you. Well, because, you know, you listen to the lyrics of it. Breaking up is never easy, I know, or we just have to face it this time we're through.
Oh, yeah.
And the other ABBA song would be The Winner Takes It All, because that was written just after the divorce of Björn and Agnetha. And, I mean, Agnetha sings it in such a melancholy way. And it is a very sad song.
Isn't that what usually happens? The winner does take it all, Paul.
Well, it does. But, I mean, you listen to the lyrics
to
of that.
So you'd like to keep
it's still
it happy.
Very sad. But you've got to keep it happy.
And positive.
You play positive. The slow set, bring it at the beginning. If you bring a slow set in maybe towards, say, about 3 or 4 hours later, that's fine. But, I mean, you have to gauge the people. You have to gauge the wedding guests. Simply because they may say, oh, no, we really want to, you know, we really want to have a bop. We want to have a dance as if we were at the disco, so to speak. So, you know, you actually gauge that. I mean, you know, you have a pair of eyes. You see exactly what they're about. If, for example, you make an announcement and say, right, we're going into a slow set now. Okay, that's fine because I like to do them. But as I said earlier, they seem to be falling out of favour now, which is very sad. But I remember there was one wedding I did in Dunleary. And the bride was actually from Chicago. The groom was a Dublin guy. But one of the guests, I think he was a cousin of the bride. And he says to me, excuse me, sir, do you have any country? I said, but sure, what would you like? He says, well, let me tell you this. He says, there's this girl over there. He says, I fancied for a long time. And he told me where he was from Chicago, et cetera, et cetera. And he says, I really want to get her up on the dance floor. And I said, you leave this with me, okay? So I thought, right, he wants country. So I thought, appropriately enough, because he who fancies her, Charlie Rich, the most beautiful girl, you know, big smash hit from 74.
What is that? Hey, did you
yes,
happen to
see? Yes, that's the one. The most beautiful
that's
girl.
That's not country, is it,
it is country, yes. Charlie Rich was a country singer. Okay. So anyway, I played that and I thought, now you need an answer back record to that because this is for her. Now you need one from her to him.
And if she's still dancing
yes,
with him.
Yes, of course, yeah. Because, you know, it's part of a set. So I thought, right, segue straight and nicely into Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man. And I tell you, that worked a treat because as they were slowly, you know, in there,
smooching
away, he turned round to me, gave me one almighty wink and the thumbs up and just mouthed to me, thank you.
Aww,
and I thought, oh, God, I've done something right anyway.
That's lovely.
So
can I say something about the first dance and music for a couple at a wedding? Derek has kind of a bee in his bonnet about what does the man do?
Man
what's
doesn't
in
do
it
anything,
the man?
Paul. Does he have any say in even the first dance?
Of course.
But my point being
he does.
That the music is where the men often come into their own.
Yes,
because
they
take it on board as a representation of themselves and how cool they are, or chic, or their, what impeccable taste they have in music or whatever, or what they basically like to have on the floor.
Well, like I said
so
earlier,
the men
Brenda,
do participate and pick most of the music, generally speaking.
They go 50-50, I mean, because like I say, I like to meet with the bride and the groom. You know, it's their day. Okay, so I mean, she may disagree with one or two songs that he may like, and vice versa.
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, they do reach a compromise. All right, so I mean, no, that will happen. But anything that he wants, maybe for the other lads, like the groomsmen or some of the male guests, you'd leave that till later in the evening. For example, there was one
Thin Lizzy,
any of the real rock songs. But I remember one wedding I did where the groom came up. He says, "Ah, Paul," he says, "would you play this for the lads?" It was the Kaiser Chiefs, "I Predict a Riot." And I thought, oh God, is that really appropriate? He says, yeah, he said, I'll tell you, he says, this'll go down very well. Now, that's okay if the groom or any of his wedding party make a request like that. If it's just some other guest.
Random
guest, and they want a novelty song or a song for a joke, you just say, no, I don't think so. You don't say it to them, but in your own head you think this could cause offence to the wedding party, or you just ignore it, brush it aside, and just carry on with what you're doing
with your set list. Can I ask you, did you ever lose an audience?
Probably today.
Yeah. No, I tell you, did I ever lose an audience? Not so much.
You know what I'm asking you.
I do. Yeah.
Because I mean, you want them on the floor for the entire period you're playing.
Well, this may come as a surprise to some people, but if you started playing any songs, or you know, a lot of these, even if they were massive hits from the last 10 years or so, which are less memorable, you know, because a lot of the music today is here today, gone tomorrow, you know, let's call a spade a spade, they do turn a lot of people off. So you go with that for maybe two or three tracks, because I mean, if you just play one as an isolated incident, it's not going to look too good. So, I mean, you go with a couple of them and you would maybe get a couple of young ones, when I say young ones, late teens, early 20s, up on the floor. But then you just think, even if that's the case, this isn't working. So then you'd have to go back into slightly older mode, you know, even if you then throw in like the Supremes, any of the Motown classics, and then go into a 60s set for half an hour, that brings them back up.
Anyway, you have brought in today your top five first dance records.
Yes,
okay, so the conch is yours, Paul.
Right, so, okay, well, let's go in reverse order, as is traditional, okay? So the first one, and I mean, I played this, I think, at two weddings in the past, but it's still very much remembered, and it's from the movie Casablanca, okay? Even though they reissued it in 1977, it became a top 20 hit, despite the fact it was 35 years old by that time. Okay, we're talking, as time goes by, Dooley Wilson. Dooley Wilson was the guy who played Sam, the pianist. Okay, so here it is, number five.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by.
Okay, so Julie Wilson, who played Sam in the movie Casablanca.
And with these are first dance records.
Yes, these are first dance
records. You're wondering
why
they're so slow.
Yep, that's why. It's a very popular first dance, I assure you. That was number five. Number four, a little bit more recently, we go back to 1998. The Australian duo Savage Garden brought out Truly Madly Deeply, which is always popular at weddings in the last, it's 15 years now nearly since it came out. So number four, Savage Garden.
Shining brightly in the film.
Ah, the lyrics are appropriate, right enough.
They are.
Wouldn't be one I'd be choosing for mine.
Maybe not for yours, Derek, but a lot of couples love that song even now. That was number four. Number three, we go back to 1971. And it was his first ever hit. Very popular with a lot of couples. This is Elton John and Your Song.
And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Well, now, Elton has something a lot of artists today don't have, and that's longevity.
Absolutely.
You have to hand
and that
it
was his very first hit, you know, and so over 40 years later.
Was that before? Well, it wasn't his first number one was with Kiki D.
Yeah, but that was
Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
That was 5 years later.
I think you should have played that one. But anyway,
that's 5 years later. Yeah. Well, again, it's not. While it's great for the later in the evening, you know, with your 70s set, it's not good as a first dance. Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
But it's the kind of thing people do dance to. And they do all the motions and the actions on the floor.
Without
a few drinks in them,
doubt.
And they're putting their hands up at their heart and they're begging the person dancing with them. Don't go breaking my heart.
I played it many times, but not at the beginning of the evening. Much later on into the evening.
Yeah, they can do duet. The dancers can do duets.
They can. And they do. Like they do with John and Olivia, you know, because, I mean, you'd play them as well.
And John and Edward.
And not so much. No, I don't think so. That was number three, Elton John. Number two, from 6 years later, 1977. Well, he's a legend in his lifetime as well, like Elton. Eric Clapton we're talking about here. And, I don't know how many ways I've played this as a first dance, but it's Wonderful Tonight.
Wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup and brushes her long, long hair. And then she asks me, do I look all right? And I say, yes, you look.
Great Eric Clapton, and at number one, Paul G.
Okay, well, before I do say that, let me tell you that Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight is usually requested by the groom for his bride. It would seem a bit odd for the bride to request it herself.
Why not?
For obvious reasons.
Why couldn't she be picking it for him?
Why is it
always one-way traffic?
Well, it is. It is on this particular occasion. It's one-way
and
traffic.
And on this particular show as well,
yes,
isn't it, Derek?
Absolutely. So that was number two.
Yeah,
so the number one first dance, from my own personal experience, I've lost count of the number of times I've played this as a first dance, but another one from 1998. It's Robbie Williams and Angels.
And through where, she offers me protection.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Paul G. That was Paul G with his top five first dance records. And you ask, why are we doing all of this? Well, here is why we're doing all of this.
And looking for some, the number 13.
Me.
2013 will be really lucky for one loving couple.
I think I want to marry you.
If you're thinking of getting married or entering a civil partnership in 2013, The Mooney Show, in conjunction with the RTE Guide, has the perfect gift for you. We're giving you the chance to win the wedding reception of a lifetime for 100 guests at the world-famous K-Club in County Kildare. The prize, subject to availability, includes the following. Red carpet on arrival with champagne for the happy couple, canapés, prosecco and light refreshments for guests, a five-course wedding meal with wine, a supper buffet, hotel suite for the wedding couple for two nights, pre-wedding spa treatment for the loving couple, two additional rooms for the extended family for two nights, and there's more. Total prize value, €15,000. For information on how to win this fabulous prize, all you have to do is get a copy of this week's RTE Guide on sale now, or visit our website, rte.ie/Mooney. So that's all you have to do. Get a copy of the RTE guide, which is on sale now, or visit our website, rte.ie/Mooney.